Hi, and welcome to First Bite, a nation's restaurant news podcast. I'm your host, Holly Petrie. Today is Friday, March 15th, and here are your top stories. First, Florida Senate passes law protecting restaurants and consumers from third-party delivery services. The bill would require delivery apps to get permission from restaurants before arranging food pickups and provides communication options between consumers and restaurants. Second, how McDonald's plans to win back lower-income consumers. McDonald's is offering bundling and focusing on a $4 and below price point and will promote those offerings more this year. Third, Chick-fil-A ready to debut its first mobile pickup restaurant. Chick-fil-A's test prototype is located in New York City and is designed for mobile and delivery orders. Fourth, Portillo's shifts from Big Bang openings toward measured sales growth. Executives outline strategy at B of A Securities Consumer and Retail Conference. And finally, McDonald's will lean into its core menu to continue U.S. sales momentum. CFO Ian Borden said the chain will focus on its core menu, digital sales, and development to maintain a competitive edge. Now let's dive deeper into a trending story from our website. Taco Bell seems to be adjusting its strategy for younger consumers. Starting March 21st, the brand will offer a new Cantina chicken menu. Rewards members have access to the new menu starting yesterday. The menu features five items: the Cantina Chicken Soft Taco, Cantina Chicken Crispy Taco, Cantina Chicken Burrito, Cantina Chicken Quesadilla, and Cantina Chicken Bowl. Each item includes oven-roasted, shredded chicken, seasoned with spices such as pasilla and other chilies, as well as other new ingredients such as purple cabbage, pico de gallo, a white corn taco shell, and a new sauce, avocado verde salsa. The new salsa features tomatillos, green chili peppers, and avocado pulp, and was developed specifically to complement Cantina Chicken menu items. One packet of avocado verde salsa comes with every order of the Cantina Chicken menu. With this menu launch, the company projects to use more than 2.5 million additional pounds of produce in 2024. For more on this story, let's turn to Alicia Kelso.
So we learned this week that Taco Bell's new Cantina Chicken menu is officially going to roll out nationwide on March 21st. Taco Bell teased about this new menu last month with its Live Mas Live event in Las Vegas, and now we have a better idea of what that menu looks like. It essentially features five new items: the Cantina Chicken Soft Taco, Chicken Crispy Taco, Chicken Burrito, Chicken Quesadilla, and a Chicken Bowl. Each of these items includes this oven-roasted shredded chicken that is new to the system. There's also new spices that have been added to the system and other new ingredients like purple cabbage, pico de gallo. A white corn taco shell is new, and Taco Bell has a new sauce specifically to complement this menu, the avocado verde salsa. So the company announced with this menu launch, it projects to use more than 2.5 million additional pounds of produce this year, which is really, really interesting. We are talking about a ton of new SKUs. And I asked Liz Matthews about this operational change, adjustment, if you will, and how this could impact operations at a company that is known essentially for its speed and accuracy. And she assured me that they have tested and trained extensively all of its team members to prepare for this new influx of ingredients. Time, of course, will tell if we see any speed of service slowdown or accuracy scores diminishing or anything like that. We'll certainly keep an eye on that because this is a big menu change, adjustment for the company. And it's hard to have such a big adjustment without any kind of operational challenges. Until then, in the meantime, I think it's important to note that Taco Bell is doing this for a reason. Obviously, it has a lot of, it's putting a lot of weight behind chicken, and it's doing so essentially because younger consumers prefer chicken. We have written about this, you know, at length, and, you know, chicken consumption trends started to change about in the 1970s, but has really kind of reached a fever pitch in the past decade or so. Younger consumers especially are driving this. Gen Z consumers have noted they prefer chicken as their protein of choice over beef. There's a health halo to it. It's portable. You know, it can be a pretty interesting canvas for a variety of, you know, flavors, globalized flavors, and so on and so forth. It's sexy. You know, you can have it as a nugget or a sandwich, or in this case, a cantina bowl. So chicken is becoming, like we mentioned, a protein of choice for younger consumers. And Taco Bell wants to harness that. We learned about this sort of strategy shift in late 2022 when then CEO Mark King mentioned that there's a ton of opportunity in the chicken space. And now we're seeing it come to fruition with this entire cantina chicken menu. I think it's also worth noting that that Taco Bell is intentionally going after new day parts, not new day parts, but different day parts with this launch. In fact, during the Live Mas live event in Vegas, their chief marketing officer, Taylor Montgomery, told me that this menu launch was explicitly as a response for more lunch and afternoon business. He told me that customers have told the brand that they will come in more for lunch and in the afternoon if there were simply more chicken options. So this is an answer to that. Two answers here. We're feeding younger consumers the protein of choice, and we're feeding consumers the protein that they would prefer in the afternoon. Taco Bell is, you know, known for being a late night player, and the marketing campaign behind this menu push is basically going to debunk that, if you will. They're pushing that they're more than just a late night player, that they're in fact going to become a lunch player and go for that lunchtime traffic with chicken again. What we are going to look for, what I think is really interesting here, in addition to the operational adjustments needed to support this entire new platform and all of these new SKUs, we are also going to look for whether or not Taco Bell gains any market share in chicken. As we talk about the changing consumer preferences, obviously Taco Bell is not the only company really being aggressive with this protein. And, you know, especially since the launch of the Popeyes chicken sandwich in 2019, as a direct, you know, competitive play against Chick-fil-A's signature chicken sandwich, we've seen, you know, dozens of new chicken sandwich players entering the market, including some from concepts we never thought we would see, you know, promoting chicken. So it's an intense space. It's intensifying yet still. And Taco Bell is, you know, it's staking its claim here, and it's growing. I guess it's growing its footprint here. So we'll see if that has any, you know, bearing on market share in chicken. One of its biggest competitors is McDonald's, and McDonald's has announced as of late that they are also making more and bigger plays in the chicken space. So this competition, I think, has been interesting again since that 2019 Popeyes launch. It's going to get even more interesting, and we're seeing way more than just sandwiches. Along those lines, Taco Bell is not going to be done with its cantina menu. In fact, later this year, it plans to launch its chicken nuggets. So we're certainly not done talking about chicken. And I don't know that we ever will be done talking about chicken. In the meantime, you know, stay tuned for Taco Bell's new menu, and we will keep you posted on its performance and how it does.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of First Bite. We'll be back on Monday with a brand new one. Until then, stay up to date with all your news at NRN.com.